From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming voanews.id.
Hello listeners, welcome back to me Ahmad Faisal in English program. Hopefully you are so fine and still have spirit to listen our program today. And for these 60 minutes ahead, we would like to accompany you with various segments that cannot only entertain you, but also educate as well as inform you our several beneficial information and entertainment such as news, commentary, and also other self-information, as well as Indonesian pop songs. Well, listeners, we begin our program with news. So stay tuned with us on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id.
This is Voice of Indonesia with the news. First, the headlines. Indonesian President Joko Widodo congratulates Abu Dhabi Crown Prince Sheikh Khalid. President Jokowi pushes the House to finalize asset confiscation bill. I'm Rahmawati, now the news in detail. The President of the Republic of Indonesia, Joko Widodo, conveyed his congratulations to Sheikh Khalid bin Mohammed bin Zayed Al Nahyan, who has been appointed Crown Prince of Abu Dhabi, and to Sheikh Mansour bin Zayed as Deputy President of the United Arab Emirates. Minister of Foreign Affairs Retno Marsudi said the President conveyed the congratulations through the Ambassador of the United Arab Emirates to the Republic of Indonesia, Abdullah Salim Al-Dahiri, at the Merdeka Palace, Jakarta, on Tuesday. Minister Retno, after accompanying the head of state, explained, during the meeting, the President also spoke about efforts to strengthen Indonesia's economic relations and the United Arab Emirates.
Yang pertama mengenai finalisasi ratifikasi.
The first one Indonesia is about the finalization of the ratification of the Indonesia and United Arab Emirates Comprehensive Economic Partnership, which is currently in the process of ratification, and the President expressed his hope that all processes could be completed as much as possible by the end of this year. Then the second one, the President also said he will attend the World Climate Action Summit, which will be held in early December, that also coincides with the second celebration of the 52nd United Arab Emirates National Day. Minister Retno Marsudi added President Joko Widodo also conveyed about several investment projects, including in the development sector, which are also expected to be completed soon. Still from the Indonesian President Joko Widodo, who encouraged the House of Representatives to immediately complete the asset confiscation bill to facilitate the process of handling criminal acts of corruption. As quoted by Antara State News Agency, while visiting a market in central Jakarta on Wednesday, the President said the government was pushing the House to immediately finalize the confiscation bill.
RUU perampasan aset itu inisiatif dari pemerintah dan terus kita dorong.
The asset confiscation bill is an initiative from the government and we continue to push for it to be completed by the House, and the process is already underway. The asset confiscation law facilitates the main process in corruption cases.
Proses-proses utamanya dalam tindak pidana korupsi.
President Joko Widodo added the ratification of the asset confiscation bill could provide a clear legal protection for the confiscation of assets by corruptors after it is proven. Previously, it is the Coordinating Minister for Political, Legal and Security Affairs, Mahfud MD, who addressed the asset confiscation bill issue, asking the head of Commission 3 of the House of Representatives, Bambang Wuryanto, to immediately pass the asset confiscation bill. Next, we have the freshly inaugurated Indonesian Youth and Sports Minister, Dito Aryo Tejo, who expressed concerns about the upcoming World Beach Games Bali 2023 and said he will put forth communication with stakeholders to prevent this tournament from ending up becoming another under-20 World Cup situation. The football game was cancelled from being hosted in Indonesia amid protests against the involvement of Israeli athletes. The ANOC World Beach Games 2023, slated to be held in August, will be participated by athletes from Israel, who will compete in the basketball and swimming games. Acknowledging the situation, Minister Dito agrees with President Jokowi, who asserted that politics cannot interfere with sports. However, the country still stands by the position of supporting Palestine's independence and adhering to the constitution. Indonesian House of Representatives Speaker Puan Maharani on Tuesday says the upcoming general elections will be held as planned after the House passed the regulation in lieu of law, or Perpu of Law No. 1/2022. She also hopes this would help the country realize a festive and safe democratic practice of electing a leader. The passing of the general election Perpu is a follow-up on the establishment of 4 new autonomous regions of Papua. Before its ratification, the House Government Commission Chairperson Ahmad Doli Kurnia explained several changes to the norms in the general elections Liwen law. The last national news comes from the Indonesian Police's anti-terror squad Densus 88 nabbed 4 Uzbekistan nationals for allegedly spreading terror propaganda on social media platforms. A spokesperson for the Indonesian Police, Brigadier General Ahmad Ramadan, said in Jakarta on Tuesday, the 4 Uzbeks are suspected of being involved in the international terror organization Katiba Tahwid Wal Jihad. Based on the preliminary investigation, the suspects, BA, OMM, and MR, are part of an international terror organization that is active in the Middle East region, especially Syria, while another suspect, BKA, has been providing them financial support as well as fake documents. Now we move to the international news. Iran has appointed an ambassador to the United Arab Emirates for the first time in 8 years amid a thaw in diplomatic relations between Tehran and Arab countries, media reported on Tuesday. IRNA News Agency reported that Reza Ameri, the new Iranian ambassador to the United Arab Emirates, previously served as a director general of Iranian expatriates office in the country's foreign ministry, as well as the country's ambassador to Algeria, Sudan and Eritrea. We end the news with Party General Secretary Nguyen Phu Trong and visiting Australian Governor General David Hurley spoke of the building of a new cooperation framework during their meeting in Hanoi, Vietnam on Tuesday. The party chief called the Australian Governor General's state visit, which takes place on the occasion of the 50th anniversary of the bilateral diplomatic ties, an important event to further boost the strategic partnership between the two countries in the time ahead. He also highly valued positive, multifaceted developments in cooperation between Vietnam and Australia over the past time. Well, listener, that was the news from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Listener commentary for today has a topic: homecoming increases tourism economic turnover. Eid al-Fitr, which is the main holiday in Indonesia where the majority of the population is Muslim, is still 17 days away. But the rush to welcome the holiday is already felt. One of them is the preparation to celebrate Eid with relatives in their hometown through the homecoming tradition. Going home is indeed one of the most important traditions for Indonesian Muslims in celebrating Eid al-Fitr. This year, it is estimated that the number of travelers will increase compared to last year. This is in line with the imposition of restrictions on community activities. In the last 3 years, due to the COVID-19 pandemic, many Indonesian Muslims have been forced to celebrate Eid al-Fitr apart from their families and relatives in their hometowns. Indonesian Minister of Transportation Budi Karya Sumadi explained that in 2022, there were 85.5 million travelers. This year, the figure is expected to increase to approximately 123.8 million. This means that around 46% of Indonesia and #39's population will make inter-regional mobility during the 2023 Eid al-Fitr holiday. Meanwhile, Minister of Tourism and Creative Economy Sandiaga Uno conveyed from the 2023 homecoming tradition, it is projected that economic turnover in the tourism and creative economy sector will reach between 100 trillion and 150 trillion rupiah. He hopes this projection can be achieved. This means that travelers have a big role to play in increasing the rotation of the tourism economy and the creative economy. It is hoped that travelers will spend their funds to make transactions in the tourism sector and the total creative economy, and such as enjoying local culinary delights and traveling to local tourism destinations. Moreover, the government, various mass organizations, and the private sectors also provide free homecoming facilities, as the Ministry of Tourism and the Ministry of Transportation does. Thus, the allocation of transportation costs for travelers can be diverted to shopping in their hometown. It is hoped that the economic rotation in the tourism sector and the creative economy during the Eid homecoming period will have a sustainable impact on increasing regional economic turnover, especially those with tourism objects. Efforts by the central and regional governments to provide comfort and safety by increasing tourism facilities during the homecoming period will also increase the satisfaction of travelers. This will ultimately increase the number of visits by domestic tourists. Hopefully, this year and #39's Eid homecoming tradition will become a momentum for the Indonesian people to be even more proud of traveling domestically. Well, listener, so that the economic turnover in the field of tourism and the creative economy is also increasing. Well, listener, that was commentary read by Ahmad Faisal.
Voice of Indonesia.
This is Voice of Indonesia with Today in History. We begin with an event on April 5, 1950, when Andi Aziz Rebellion in Makassar. Andi Aziz Rebellion was an attempt to resist by Andi Aziz, a former Royal Netherlands East Indies Army or KNIL officer. At the time, he tried to maintain the existence of the state of East Indonesia because he was reluctant to join the unitary state of the Republic of Indonesia. On April 5, 1950, and the Aziz troops attacked the Indonesian National Armed Forces headquarters in Makassar, South Sulawesi. And the Aziz troops also occupied important objects such as the airfield and the telecommunications office. On April 8, 1950, the government gave an ultimatum for Andi Aziz troops to surrender. The government finally succeeded in quelling Andi Aziz troops on April 15, 1950. Now we move to April 5, 1955, when Winston Churchill resigned from the post of British Prime Minister. Sir Winston Leonard Spencer Churchill was an English political figure and author. He was appointed British Prime Minister in May 1940 to replace Neville Chamberlain, who resigned. In the 1951 British election, he won and was re-elected as Prime Minister. A stroke in June 1953 left Winston Churchill paralyzed and on the left. Due to his increasingly fragile health condition, Winston Churchill resigned on April 5, 1955. We end today in history with an event on April 5, 1988 about the hijacking of Kuwait Airways plane. April 5, 1988, a jumbo jet belonging to Kuwait Airways flying from Bangkok to Kuwait was hijacked by several Lebanese guerrillas. They demanded the release of 17 Iranian Shiite Muslim militia men who were imprisoned in Kuwait. The aircraft was carrying 97 passengers and 15 crew members. The hijacking lasted until April 20, 1988. Two passengers were killed during the hijacking until finally all the hostages were released in the city of Algiers, Algeria. The Iranian prisoners were not released, but the hijackers were not detained and were allowed to leave Algeria and fly to an unknown location. Well, listener, it was Today in History from Voice of Indonesia.
Bisa berpaling dari
Listener, you are still with us on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. For this segment, we would like to give you information about My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
A survey by S&P Global showed Indonesia's Manufacturing Purchasing Managers Index, or PMI, in March 2023 was 51.9, higher from the previous month with 51.2. This achievement was again able to surpass the world's largest manufacturers, namely China with 50 and ASEAN with 51.0. In a press release quoted by Antara on Monday, Industry Minister Agus Gumiwang Kartasasmita said the growth rate of Purchasing Managers Index in March was the fastest since last September, with the result of March 2023's Industrial Confidence Index, which also showed an expansion value of 51.87. Agus Gumiwang explained the PMI for manufacturing and the Industrial Confidence Index both showed that the expansion position was supported by the increasing new domestic demand. Increasing domestic demand drives increased output and workforce. In addition, vendor performance improves and transportation improves, so that raw material supplies increase and production barriers decrease. This spurs industry performance to complete orders faster. According to Agus Gumiwang, even though input costs are still increasing, the industry is no longer passing on the increase to the price of its products. Thus, it can be concluded that the PMI expansion cannot be separated from improving the company's internal performance and the government's efforts to maintain the domestic market and improve the industrial business climate. In addition, supply constraints in the Indonesian manufacturing sector decreased in March, resulting in the shorter order fulfillment times. This was supported by better supplier and transportation performance. Therefore, Ministry of Industry focuses on boosting productivity in the industrial sector while strengthening the domestic market by optimizing the use of local products and import substitution. The effort, in accordance with the President Joko Widodo's direction at the domestic product business matching event some time ago, that purchasing local products can boost national economic growth and support the competitiveness of domestic industries.
Tatapanku terpaku padamu, tersipu malu, tak berani untuk menyapamu, takut tahu kau mengarah padaku. Dan kau katakan padaku, kau merasa kan adanya sesuatu. Dan bolehkah aku inginku untuk mengenalmu, ku tersenyum mengiyakan maumu. Dan kau meminta tanganku. Sejak saat itu kau dan aku sangka. Semua terlihat lebih indah. Jangan pernah kau tinggalkan aku, karena aku tak mampu tanpamu. Oh, I don't want to. Kau membuatku seakan lupa waktu dan saatku. Berdua hanya bersamamu, takkan mau melepasmu dariku. Dan kau selamanya denganku. Oh, sejak saat itu kau dan aku satu. Selamanya kau dan aku satu. Oh, setiap kau ada di hadapan. Semua terlihat lebih indah. Jangan pernah kau tinggalkan aku, karena aku tak mampu tanpamu. Oh, I don't want to. Setiap saat kau di hadapanku, semua terlihat. lebih indah. Jangan pernah kau tinggalkan aku, karena aku tak mampu, tak mampu. Tinggalkan aku, karena aku tak mampu, tak mampu. Oh, I don't want to. Setiap saat kau di hadapanku, semua terlihat lebih indah. Jangan pernah kau tinggalkan aku, karena aku tak mampu, tak mampu.
Listeners, you are still with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency SW3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Well, listeners, we would like to present next segment, Indonesian Wonder. It is about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people.
Listeners, Al-Ala Mosque, or better known as Sipitung Mosque, is located on the shores of Marunda Pulau Beach Cilincing Village, North Jakarta. In the Jakarta Encyclopedia book, it is stated that at this mosque, Pitung spent a lot of time praying, studying religion, self-defense as a child, and hiding from dark soldiers. The architecture is reminiscent of the Demak Mosque model, but it is on a smaller scale. The joglo shaped roof is supported by four round and short pillars like chest legs. The mihrab that fits the size of the body protrudes into the wall is to the right of pulpit. Unlike other old mosques, the unique things about this mosque is that it has a ceiling 2 meters high from the inner floor. It is not known who the founder of the Al-Ala Mosque was. According to one of the administrators of the mosque, namely Haji Atid, the local people named this mosque as the Mosque of the Unseen. From here the story tell, it was stated that in the process of making it long ago, this mosque was built in just one day and one night. Meanwhile, based on the research conducted by the Jakarta Antiquities Service in 1980, this mosque is estimated to have been built on June 22, 1527. This date is believed to be Jakarta's anniversary. According to history, at the time Fatahillah and his troops from Demak Cirebon came to expel the Portuguese from Sunda Kelapa, he built a mosque as a place of worship as well as a concentration of troops. Fatahillah and his troops then succeeded in seizing Sunda Kelapa and establishing Jayakarta. The architecture of this mosque contains four cultural elements, namely Java, Europe, China, and Betawi. The Al-Ala Mosque was intentionally built magnificently in a mixed style because at that time Marunda was a city as well as an economic center. During the Dutch East Indies era, this mosque became a center of dakwah that gave birth to fighters. The Al-Ala Mosque was also a fortress for the fighters at that time. In 1884, Mount Krakatau erupted and caused a tsunami that swept from Sunda Kelapa to Marunda. However, the Al Alamos is believed to be untouched, even though the area around it was destroyed by the wave. Based on all people's stories, the tsunami wave split when they arrived at the Al Alamos, so that the wave didn't damage the building. That's Indonesian Wonder.
Senyum ini cerah meski dalam kelabu. Namku lelah harus mencintaimu. Bila kau seorang bintang dalam hatiku, mengapa terang malam tanpa dirimu? Bukan cinta bila kita harus berpura-pura. Ini jelas bukan cinta. Tiada lagi kata buat apa mencinta tanpa ada rasa. Tiada lagi kata kita bisa menangis tanpa air mata. Lepaskan genggaman jari cinta yang padam. Sedih yang datang akan sinar perlahan. Biarkan hati pilih hari bahagia. Meskipun kini kita tak lagi kita. Bukan cinta bila kita harus berpura-pura. Ini jelas bukan cinta. Tiada lagi kata buat apa mencinta tanpa ada rasa. Tiada lagi kata bisa menangis tanpa air mata. Buat apa mencinta tanpa ada rasa. Tiada lagi kata kita bisa menangis tanpa air mata. Lepaskan genggaman jari cinta yang padam. Sedih yang datang akan sinar perlahan.
Listener, for the next segment, we will present you Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. In our program, Let's Speak Indonesian Language, we will introduce you to some Indonesian vocabularies and expressions, and we invite you to speak in Indonesian language. And this program is a cooperation program between the Voice of Indonesia and the Department of Language Development and Language Education of the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture. And here is Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia.
This is Voice of Indonesia with Let's Speak Indonesian, a program that introduces the Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to speak in the language. Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, or Let's Speak Indonesian, is a joint initiative of Voice of Indonesia and the Language Development Agency of the Indonesian Ministry of Education, Culture, Research, and Technology. Today's topic is about pergi ke tempat wisata. Pergi ke tempat wisata. which means going to tourist place. So stay tuned. We are going to present you a conversation entitled Di sebelah kiri ada gedung RRI. Di sebelah kiri ada gedung RRI, which means there is RRI building on the left. This conversation happens between Dev Singh, a tourist from India, and Datil, a tourist guide at the National Monument or Monas Yard. Datil informs about Monas to Dev and other tourists.
Di sebelah kiri kita ada gedung Radio Republik Indonesia.
Istana Negara di mana?
After listening to the conversation, now I'm going to introduce some vocabulary and expressions related to the topic of the day. I'm going to say each word two times and you can repeat after me. Di sebelah kiri kita. Di sebelah kiri kita, which means on our left. Ada, ada, which means there is. Gedung Radio Republik Indonesia. Gedung Radio Republik Indonesia, which means Radio Republik Indonesia Building. Di sebelah kiri kita ada gedung Radio Republik Indonesia. Di sebelah kiri kita ada gedung Radio Republik Indonesia, which means on our left there is Radio Republik Indonesia Building. In the conversation, you hear the sentence, di sebelah kiri kita ada gedung Radio Republik Indonesia. Di sebelah kiri kita ada gedung Radio Republik Indonesia, which means on our left, there is Radio Republik Indonesia building. It states a location, namely, di sebelah kiri kita. Di sebelah kiri kita, which means on our left. In the sentence, there is a phrase, di sebelah, which means next to. That is used to inform about the location of Radio Republik Indonesia building. To state the location, the words di sebelah, which means next to, but in the sentence it means on, are followed by the word which states a direction. For example, kiri, kiri, which means left. Besides followed by the word which states a direction, such as kiri, kiri, which means left, or kanan, kanan, which means right, to state a location, the expression di sebelah, which means next to, can be followed by a place. Let's listen to the other examples to explain a location. Di sebelah, which means next to. Gedung Radio Republik Indonesia ada di sebelah Gedung Museum Nasional. Gedung Radio Republik Indonesia ada di sebelah Gedung Museum Nasional, which means Radio Republik Indonesia building is next to the National Museum. Gedung Radio Republik Indonesia ada di sebelah Gedung Mahkamah Konstitusi. Gedung Radio Republik Indonesia ada di sebelah Gedung Mahkamah Konstitusi, which means Radio Republik Indonesia building is next to the Constitutional Court building. Before we end today's Let's Speak Indonesian, let's listen to the conversation once more.
Di sebelah kiri kita ada gedung Radio Republik Indonesia.
Istana Negara di mana?
Well, listener, that was Let's Speak Indonesian for today. Hopefully, this edition can be useful for you who want to know more about Indonesian language. I'm Rahma. Sampai jumpa.
Sangka pada yang berbeda.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chokuyō shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qawwi intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmini.
Rang zheng que pei tai kou zhao, yi fang chi xin xing guang zhuang bing du fei yan de chuan guo. Wo de kou zhao bao hu ni, yi de kou zhao bao hu wo.
Evite la difusión del coronavirus, cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
For COVID, the getting over bragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Masken. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Listener, you are still with us on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. And listeners, next segment, we would like to give you information about Indonesian music. Hopefully, it can also entertain you. Here is Music Corner.
Voice of Indonesia.
VOA listener, today's edition of Music Corner presents a song from North Sumatra entitled Didia Rokaphi. The song Didia Rokaphi was composed by Daka Hutagulung and it has been popularized by Dewi Marpaung in 2010. The lyrics to the song Didia Rokaphi are the sadness of someone who hasn't yet found a mate. She doesn't want to make her mother sad. She even does what her mother wants, namely to get married. However, she hasn't found her mate. Well, listener, here is the song Didia Rokaphi by Liodra.
Gor gor di oh.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listeners, we end our togetherness in English language program broadcasting. We would like to say thank you very much for your kind attention, listeners, for you to listen to our program for today. And we will give you another interesting information. And stay with us at Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency SW3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Well, listeners, don't forget to like and comment at Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, and Twitter at Voi Indonesia, email voi@voinews.id.